This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado drivers will see heightened seatbelt enforcement starting today. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Click It or Ticket campaign will run until early June, ahead of the summer surge in traffic deaths. So far this year, there has been a more than 10% increase in those fatalities. Counties with the highest number of traffic deaths include El Paso and Weld. And Weld also has one of the lowest percentages of seatbelt use among drivers in the state, at about 73%. Denver County has the highest seatbelt use, at nearly 93%. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A bill to require more aggressive action on climate change is stalled in the state Senate. As CPR Sam Brash reports, one reason is the fate of Colorado's largest power plant.
The Comanche Generating Station towers over Pueblo, Colorado. Xcel Energy plans to retire its last unit in 2040. Local officials worry the legislation could force the coal-fired power plant to close sooner, costing jobs and tax revenue. State Senate President Leroy Garcia is a Democrat who represents Pueblo.
That's one of the big sticking points, right? And you know, there's a lot of different ways in which we can work to solve this challenge.
Governor Polis has threatened to veto an initial version of the bill. It's unclear if or when lawmakers will detail plans to overhaul it. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Rocky Mountain National Park was the fourth busiest park in the country last year. The park used a timed entry reservation system to prevent overcrowding, and the park will use the same system this year. That means that if Coloradans want to go camping or hiking there this summer, they'll have to plan ahead, says Courtney Whiteman, with the National Park Service.
The first and most important thing right now is to plan ahead. You should go to the park's website. There's a ton of great information about reservation systems, if they exist, and park-specific information.
Whiteman says she expects parks and public lands to be busier this year.